Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way. Shake up.
Shake up.
witch doctor.
Pussy, 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 p
legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel, and legendary overall mother Tempest Allure present the precious moments of the living doll, Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini grand. Maker's gag, open to all, $250. Twister versus sister, $200 plus $10 pot. Runway, open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen versus Femme Queen, Sex Siren, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. At the house, $250. All production should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel and legendary overall mother Tempest Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. The icon, James Caan, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Declaration of the Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend sets the stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early, get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Selvin Caan. Mini grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skin runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen performance, $500. Grand prize, open to all club kids face, $1,000. Open to all club kids performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security in force. Try it if you will. Mother Erica K. Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live back on the air for another installment of the show, a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays. What the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your chest? What the fuck is on your breast? Honey, this is a format where you can come and you can say whatever you want and get it out. You can read whoever you want, however you want. And that's just it, honey. And we're here, and we're in the building. And it's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2011. We're just approximately a couple of days away from my birthday, and I'm going to be celebrating my birthday this year once again in D.C., honey. It's going to be some teas, honey. Come out and celebrate, and let's have a good time, honey. I don't know where 15 is at, honey. I do not know where 15 is at tonight, honey. Maybe 15 will pop up a little bit later. But as of now, I don't know where it's 15. It's just me, honey. I got a caller from California. Let me see what this caller from Cali wants. 323-352. You're live on the air on the Classic What for Tuesday. What the fuck is fine? Hello? I guess not. Hello? 323-352. You're live on the air. I guess not. They're off the air with us. Hey, I want to say give a big shout out to everybody that's in my chat room, to everyone that's on the phone lines, all my callers that's on the phone lines, everybody that's in the chat room, even to my callers on the phone lines that don't use. I want to give a big shout out to all of y'all. I want to give a big shout out to all my haters. My haters make me stronger. They keep me motivated. How you doing, honey? Where the fuck is my motherfucking sister at, Miss Motherfucking Tayana, honey? I need to find Tayana because it was a lot going on last night before we got disconnected from Blog Talk. It was a lot going on last night on the phone lines. But you know, when Blog Talk says it's over, it's over. So they disconnected us, honey. And so it's just a lot, honey. It's a lot. It's a new day, honey. I'm just here and I'm in the building. But I want to know what the fuck is up with all these motherfucking phony-ass motherfucking bitches running around for 2011. It's 2011. Why is bitches still running around being motherfucking phony in 2011? Like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, that really works me. Like, what the fuck, honey? And to all the girls out there, honey, that was coming for Ms. Ray Ray and Ms. Tayana's Three or More Must Work for the Cash function, they have changed that, and it's just, you know, whoever walks. It can be one person, nobody. And it's, you know, it's how it is, honey.
Yes.
My next what the fuck is, what the fuck is up with all these girls feeling some type of motherfucking way because bitches pick who they pick on the motherfucking judges panel, bitch, and they motherfucking, they feel some type of way, but then bitches want to boycott the next bitch's ball because, bitch, they feel some type of way. Like, what the fuck? I mean, Okay. So, yes, honey. It's a lot of tea going on. I don't know. Honey, the girls is really, I'm not really feeling up to doing a lot tonight. I'm going to actually be 100% honest with y'all. I'm not really feeling up to doing a lot tonight. I really wasn't going to pick up the phone when Switchboard called me, honey. I was feeling like just being Kelly, and not Kelly the Radio or Kelly Mizrahi. I just was feeling like just being Kelly tonight. That's how I was feeling tonight. I've been rapping and running for weeks, trying to do the things that I need to do to better my life and to move my life into a new direction where I'm going at, you know, and getting all of these, you know, negative drama girls out of my life, honey. And so that's what I have been doing with myself here lately. How you doing? Hold on. Let's take a commercial break, and I'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend sets the stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Sheldon Kong, Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skate runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen Performance, $500. Grand Prize, open to all club kid space, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
What's going on, boys and queens? I'm back, honey, from my commercial break. My words from my sponsor, honey. That was Definition of a Diva by Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga. That's going down next weekend in Kentucky on the 14th. It's a lot of cash. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of girls in the building. Please make sure you definitely do go out and support Mother Erica Kane and Kitty Balenciaga's function. They have $2,000 categories. They have another $5,000 category. It's definitely going to be a function to
Goodbye.
Definitely go to and be in the building at, and I will definitely be there. So
welcome.
If you want to see the mother, I'll be in the building, honey.
How you doing? I hear it's supposed to be a lot of girls in the building. I hear Sanaya is supposed to even be there and everything at this function and things, honey. So, you know, girls, definitely come out. Let's have a fall, honey.
What the fuck is up with Nicole thinking that the House of Khan is going to win House of the Year in New York City? I'm coming for my sister. That's my sister, and I love her down. But I'm coming for her in House of the Year because, bitch, the Khans have not been playing for this year. And I think D.C. is the last awards ball for last year. So, and the Khans have definitely dominated a majority of the states and House of the Year. So I definitely got to do send out a big congratulations to the House of Milan. I mean, excuse me, the House of Khan for definitely dominating House of the Year. And I definitely got to send out a big shout out to the House of Milan for definitely dominating a lot of the $1,000 as a house categories, or the house with the most points. And Milan's have definitely been doing their thing on that note, honey. Definitely do congratulate the House of Balenciaga, honey. You know, they're doing a lot of things, honey. Haru has came home from Jamaica and has been making a lot of changes with the House of Balenciaga. Definitely got to send out a shout-out to my sister, Miss Kennedy LaCroix and Michi LaCroix and Dominique LaCroix and Caesar LaCroix. I see y'all. Y'all doing good things with your house and living, you know, honey. And whatever house is out there, honey, it's a couple of other houses out there, you know. Definitely got to send out a big shout-out to the MIZs. It's all about me, honey, because it's definitely always all about me, honey. Y'all definitely doing your thing, and shit and shit. Mother sees y'all to all my girls in the building, honey. How y'all doing, honey? We are here. We are live in effect. All you girls are sitting here on the phone lines, and all you girls is on the chat. Y'all can definitely send over y'all what the fuck, and I will definitely read y'all what the fuck. If y'all have the red phone number, honey, and y'all don't have Yahoo, y'all can definitely send your what the fucks over through Yahoo. And definitely send them over. Oh, hold on, girls. I have to play some music because My real mother just called my phone, and I have to call her back. So y'all girls, hold on. I'm going to play the next commercial, and then we're going to come back with some music if I'm not finished with my phone call.
Legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temperance Allure presents The Precious Moments of the Living Doll, Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia, $30 all night, tables $150, doors open at 10 p.m., grand prize, $1,500, double the doll, female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini Grand, Make Us Gag, open to all, $250. Twister vs. Sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway, open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen vs. Femme Queen, Sex Iron, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. At the house, $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temperance Allure present The Precious Moments of the Living Doll.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Sorry, I had personal business that I had to attend to, and my personal business comes before anything, so you don't have to take care of my personal business. But we are definitely back. We're here. We're live on the air. What the fuck is up with the girls showing their lack of maturity through their writing and speech? I don't know, honey. That's just how the girls are, honey. I don't know. If you got a question and you want to ask me a question, feel free to definitely press 1, and we're going to do Ask Kelly, honey. Y'all would ask Kelly a question. Feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here, and y'all can definitely ask Kelly. That's what this new topic is going to be. Ask Kelly, honey. I need to find out where my daughter at, Miss A, because she is playing games. I need my cigarette, honey. I'm not really feeling up to par right now, girls. And I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. I'm not feeling myself right now because I haven't had a cigarette since like 7:30 this evening. And I didn't feel like getting up to go to the store or do anything. I've been out running around all day long. And so I'm waiting for my daughter to bring me some cigarettes, and she's playing games, and I don't have no energy. I need a bogey, honey. I'm feeling really down, honey. I'm feeling really down and out. Chill, silent out. How you doing? Hello? Yes, where you at? Baby, hurry up. Miss Hicks, I need a cigarette. Ain't nobody here. They left. Baby, they're going to get ready for the club. I have a caller, 267-716. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, what the fuck? What's up? What's, good with you.
What the fuck? You tell me what the fuck? What the fuck is on your mind?
It ain't shit on my mind. I called to give you a shout out, baby.
What's going on? How are you doing? Is this Big Nose?
No, this is Marky. I'm in Philly.
Oh, hey, Marky. What's going on? How you doing, baby?
I'm chilling. I was just. Not really. I just heard about the radio station and shit. I just got the number. I just started listening to it. I had to call in and say something to you.
Oh, I know that's right. Thank you for calling in and saying something to me.
Hell, what the fuck?
What is that? What the fuck? Daddy, yes. What the fuck, Daddy?
Mind you, I wanted to ask you, like, I ain't go to the ball in D.C., but how was it? Yeah, I mean, tell me something about it.
Well, I was at the ball, but I was, like, in the back being very low-key about the situation. And so the girls that was on the radio last night, or the girls and the three girls and the young man that was on the radio station was Rodney and 15 and, you know, and Tayana. They gave the ball about a 8 to 8.5 out of a 10 for the ball.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. What'd you get?
You know, it was all right. It was all right for what it was worth. You know, you can't knock it.
And I know that's right.
Yeah.
So
when
is the next function in New York?
The next function in New York, the next function is it's not going to be in New York. It's going to be in the New York, New Jersey area, and that's going to be myself and Michael Haynes, and it's going to be, I think it's going to, let me look at my calendar. I think, let me see, 1, 2, 3. I think it's going to be May 20th in New Jersey at the Globe, and it's going to be me and Michael Haynes, and it's going to be called Third Fridays. DC, Philly has First Fridays, and we're going to have Third Fridays in New Jersey.
I got to come check that out.
Yes, and, you know, we're going to try to do something cute. We're working on the categories and stuff now, and the flyers will definitely be out soon. And so the girls can definitely get it in. So the girls can start getting their team together. Because it's going to be Rumble style. I'm trying to do New York, New Jersey, and Philly. Three teams, and if D.C. want to get involved, three teams for the grand prize, and they battle from state to state.
Oh, okay. But I'm going to say something to all these listeners that's out there. Y'all got to come support this lady. Y'all hear me?
Yes, definitely come out and support me and Michael Haynes. It's definitely going to be a function. It's definitely going to be hot. The girls are definitely going to have fun. And the girls are definitely going to battle down, honey. And then I'm going to try to work out something with Alvernia so we can switch it every month and, you know, go from Philly to New York, from Philly to, you know, like that. And working on out.
Okay.
So it could be really cute. Yes. So we're definitely going to do the damn thing, honey. So flyers will definitely be circulating soon. Me and Mike Lane is definitely working on that. I see my girl has just entered the building. Maybe she got some tea and she got some drama. All right. But I want to thank you for calling in, baby.
All right, I'll hit you back.
What the fuck is up with motherfucking bitches hitting me up on motherfucking Yahoo talking about bringing their motherfucking $30 to the motherfucking club? What the fuck? Fuck, honey, what the fuck is up with that, honey? What the fuck? Bitches is running me down. Bitches got a motherfucking shank to my back for they motherfucking 30 girls, Miss Stang, girl. I'll bring you up, Miss Stang. Honey, all you girls out there, I'm letting all you girls out there know, and it don't even have to be girls. It can be butch queens, it can be femme queens, it can be butch queen and drags. My clientele is my clientele. I don't care if you're a butch queen up in drag, Miss Thing, and you're doing your thing on the low, Miss Thing. And, you know, don't get nervous because, you know, I'll be on the judges panel, Miss Thing, and you want to buy some moans, Miss Thing. I'm not going to chop you because I know you're moaning, Miss Thing. That's your business. It's just like on the radio show when a girl send me tea. I don't put out who send me my tea. It's just my tea. It'll be the same thing with your moans. So for all you girls out there that's looking to be cunt for the summer and cunt for your life, Miss Thing, I do have Depo shots, I do have estrogen shots, and I also have Primarin Queen that you can fit on your face or your tits or any place that you think that needs to be soft
and kind I have it for you. So definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, or you can hit me up at Mother Kelly Mizrahi on Facebook, honey, and I'll tell you my prices and everything. And if you girls are coming out tonight to Vogue Tuesdays, I will definitely have Mode at Vogue Tuesdays tonight, Miss Thing, and my alcohol pads and my gloves and everything, Miss Thing, to shoot you girls up in my special location, honey. I'll be in the building, honey. Hold on, I have a caller. Three, you're live on the air. We're not gonna go through all of that, her music and everything. Bitches playing music and shit, and my motherfucking aunt, all types of shit, bitch. Like, what the fuck, bitch? What the fuck is up with bitches calling in here knowing that they motherfucking press one, and then when you come to their number, bitches want to start acting motherfucking dumb and motherfucking stupid? What the fuck is up with that, honey? Bitch, please. It's fucking 12 o'clock, bitch. I'm sitting here, bitch. It's 12 o'clock. I'm sitting here with a pair of jeans on, some flip-flops, no shirt on, Miss Thing. Tits just all over the place, Miss Thing. Hair braided back and some motherfucking corn braids. Waiting to throw my motherfucking hat on so we can get up out of here in this building. And go to the motherfucking club, Miss Thing, honey, and do the damn thing, Miss Thing. Girl, you know, they got Dramatics performance tonight. Open to all. For $2,000, bitch, have the girls coming up here, Miss Thing, ready to attack. Well, Miss Kelly said it was $2,000. Baby, for $200 tonight at motherfucking Esco's on Vogue Tuesdays, Miss Thing, I'm in the building, Miss Thing, and I'm coming to shake the building down, honey. Y'all girls thought I Vogue last week, bitch. I'm coming tonight. I'm coming out. I am definitely in the building, honey. Baby. I don't know. Hold on. It's about that time, honey. Where did I leave off, honey? I don't know. Who did I leave off? I got to pay some bills, girls. I'll be back.
The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night. The Icon, Jack Mizrahi. And the Icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, Legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m. Ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 at the house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Yes, honey, well, since, bitch, I just had an epiphany, Miss Thing, and since everybody else is going around and they getting things, Miss Thing, I just realized that I am the overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I am the legendary, iconic Kelly Mizrahi, bitch. Let it, live it, and let have, honey. How you doing, bitch? Everybody else is getting their shit, bitch. I'm taking my shit, bitch. What the fuck, bitch? And if a bitch got a problem with it, they can come see me. How you doing, bitch? It's going down, bitch. So what the fuck, bitch? When these commentators call me, they better respect my motherfucking gangster, Miss Thing, honey. How you doing, bitch? I'm over here, Miss Thing, and I'm just having a kiki with myself, Miss Thing. I haven't had a cigarette in hours, Miss Thing. I'm gagging, Miss Thing, girl. Oh, hold on, honey. I have a call. Who is this? Hello?
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 Yes, what's going on?
No, I'm calling to get you shot.
You said what?
I need a shot.
Baby, you echo it, baby. You need to move away from the computer or whatever or get on speakerphone.
You still testosterone.
I can't hear you, baby. You're so muffled, baby. Come on, get it together. Baby, you girls want to call in here with these motherfucking, what the fuck is ugly bitches and calling in here with motherfucking cricket motherfucking phones in this thing? What the fuck, bitch, okay? Bitches calling in here with crickles, bitch. They got echoes in the motherfucking back and the background, this thing, like the cricket ain't even moving the right way and shit. What the fuck is up with that, bitch? What the fuck? Bitch, what the fuck is up with that, honey? Hold on, somebody's sending me something, honey. Hold on. Let me see what they sending me, honey. Hold on. I'm going to select. Oh, wait. Hold on. Somebody's trying to send me something, but I don't know what to do. Oh. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see what they sending me. Is it coming through? Somebody's sending me something, honey. I don't know what it is, honey. I'm trying to see if it's coming through. Oh, it says to sleep. Okay, hold on. Cancel. What is this? Hold on. Y'all girls be sending me stuff, honey. I don't know how to transfer complete. Well, if the transfer is complete, where the fuck is it at? Oh, it's coming now. Hold on. Y'all girls be sending me shit. I still don't know how to work this motherfucking Mac, bitch. And y'all girls be sending me shit, bitch. I don't know where the fuck this shit is that you sent me, bitch. It's saying the shit is complete, bitch. But I don't know where it's complete at, daddy. Bitch, it said it's complete, baby, but I don't know where it's at, honey. Hold on. Let me go see if it's in my documents, honey. Ah, let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out, bitch. I don't know. Bitch, girl, I'm not a computer girl, this thing, honey. Y'all sending me shit, bitch. Hold on. What the fuck is the image? Let me see. Hold on. Is that it? Oh. Oh, work, honey. Oh, I got it. I got it now. I got it now, honey. I got it, honey. I'm going to fuck you up, honey. Oh, where's my sister? Where's my sister? My sister needs to be online for this mistake. I need to eat. I'm going to take this picture right now, honey. Hold on. I don't know how do I got the picture saved on my thing. I don't know where to get it from. Hold on. I'm going to tag this picture. I'm going to tag this picture to my sister. And this might get her. Let me see. Hold on. Is she online, honey? Let me see. I'm going to tag it to her right now, honey. I'm going to tag it the picture to her. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out how to get it again. Hold on. Is this it? Yes. Here we go. Honey. Hold on. Baby, I just tagged it to her page. She has it on her page. Now let me call her, or let me play a commercial and call her on the red phone and let her know that she has something on her page that one of the listeners wanted her to see, honey. So, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come to you. Let me just play this commercial. I'm going to come to you. Let me get her on the line.
Legendary overall mother D.T. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini Grand, Make Us Gag, open to all, $250. Twister versus Sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway, open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen versus Femme Queen, Sex Cyber, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. As a house, $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother D.T. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure present the precious moments of the living doll.
Okay, bitches, I'm back. Bitches, what the fuck, honey? What the fuck, bitch? Curt you live on the motherfucking air on What the Fuck Tuesday and ask Kelly, what the fuck?
You like my T-shirt?
Yes, I like your T-shirt. I called Nicole to try to get her up on the line, honey. I tagged it to her page. I called to try to get her up on the line, honey, but she ain't answer the phone, honey, because I know she would go crazy, but she did not answer the phone, honey. And I'm going to try to call one of her other numbers and see if we can get her up here on the line, honey, because I know she will go crazy when she going to go crazy when she see that T-shirt.
Be here in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's going to be here in 2 weeks?
Yep.
Oh, well, Nicole is definitely going to go crazy for that T-shirt. Baby, I know she's going to want one of those T-shirts, baby. She's going to have all her Fem Queen sisters is definitely going to be online, and they're going to be talking about that T-shirt and tagging underneath that T-shirt and everything. And then I know it's going to be a hot debate because all my female figure girlfriends is definitely going to be right behind them tagging on their T-shirt.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I've been trying to get one of them gadgets for the past year, so where you got yours from?
Ooh, well, Kurt, if you know anybody that lives any place past Virginia,
uh-huh.
All you gotta do is go to this website. I'll send you the link to the website. If you know anybody that lives past Virginia, all you have to do is get it sent down there, then go get on the bus and bring it back out. It's legal past Virginia.
Well, Amazon.
Yeah, it's not legal. It's not legal up this way. But any place past Virginia, she's legal.
Guess I gotta go visit my cousins down in North Carolina.
Yes, honey, and baby, she is definitely worth it, honey. Cause baby, she clears house. Baby, she clears house.
Yeah,
honey.
Yeah, I need one.
She does not play with the grass. Yes, man.
For the girls.
She does not play, honey. But I'm going to try to get Nicole up here because I want to talk to her about this T-shirt. I know she's going to love this T-shirt, honey.
I know she is, too.
I'm definitely going to work on getting her on before I definitely get up out of here. Because I'm going to be getting up out of here soon, girls, because I got to start getting ready for Vogue motherfucking Tuesdays. What the fuck, Miss Thing? She's going to be a hot night. The Dramatic Girls is going to come out, honey. Miss Cassandra is going to come out tonight, Miss Thing. I know the girls is going to come. I know Miss Cassandra is going to be in the building. Miss Debo is going to be in the building. It's going to be so many Dramatic Girls up in the building tonight for that 200 Sisters, Miss Thing. Girls, the girls are in the Miss Thing. I think I might have to come out tonight for that 200 Sisters, Miss Thing. Honey, I might have to do some strange things for that motherfucking change tonight, bitch. Honey, I'm in the place, honey. Are you coming out tonight, Kurt?
No, I have work in the morning.
Oh, damn. Me too. I gotta get up tomorrow too by 11. I got things I gotta do. But I'm gonna try to work it out, honey. I'm definitely
A week from now I'm out of school, so I'll be all over the city.
Oh, I know that's right. Kurt's about to be up out of school, honey. I gotta text
all the girls in the
ass. Hey, 300. Oh, it went up to 300. Oh no, because people do be adding. I know the club started the pot at 200. The club started the pot at 200, but it might have went up, honey. The category might have went up, honey. It might have went up. No, I'm looking right here, and it says about an hour ago that it's still $200 open to all Dramatic performers tonight at Escalitas. Are you ready to Vogue? Information by Jack and John Drum is right here. It's still the same thing, 200, baby. So I don't know where you got a text for 3, but it still says 200, and that was about an hour ago on Facebook, honey. Baby, thank you, girl, for calling in. I got another caller, and my next caller is 646-404. You're
Hello?
Live
yeah,
on,
what up,
here on a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays. It acts Kelly.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? Who is this?
This Tiny.
What's going on, Tiny? How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I know, that's right.
You know I'm here in New
Where
York.
Where you
What's
at,
going on,
Tiny?
In New York at Pussy's house.
Oh, I know, that's right. Oh, you're coming out tonight.
Yeah, we coming out. What's going on for the soft and cut category? What's up with all this dramatic stuff going on?
Honey, you missed it, honey. They had the soft girls. It was last week. You wasn't in town for the soft girls. It was the soft was for 2 last week and runway for 100 last week.
Oh,
now it's Dramatic Girls Week.
Oh, no.
Yes, honey. Honey, I guess you're going to have to get your pussy on the floor for that LSS, honey, baby. Baby, yeah, I guess that's the only voguing you do tonight. It's all about the dramatics, the hair, the swings, the dips, the flips, the karate chops, honey, the matrix, and everything tonight.
Well, we'll see you out there. We're about to leave right now.
Okay, I'll see y'all in a little while.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, that category is going to be garbage. Fib Queen, why do you think that category is going to be garbage tonight? Why? You don't see it? You don't see it, Fib Queen? 15, you don't see it? Why you don't see it, 15? I'm coming out. I'm coming out tonight, bitch. Girl, if y'all bitches ain't never seen me vote tonight, Miss Thing, I'm bogus tonight, Miss Thing. I need to add that, too, to my income tax check that I just got, Miss Thing. I need a little more, Miss Thing. That little check, that little, $5,000 that I got, I need more, honey. I'm going to be dramatic tonight, 15, Mistake. I'm coming out, Mistake. I'm coming out. Hold on, 15. Wait, let me pin my clip up. Let me give you my new clip, 15. Hold on. I'm about to pin it in the chat room, honey. Hold on. Let me find my clip for my because I've been working with my daughter, honey. I've been working with my daughter, Lex. So, you know, she's been working with my hair spin, honey. Hold on. Let me get the video. Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly what part to go to, honey. Hold on. Oh, you saw it? Oh, yeah. Me and Layman working on our performance in the house. She's been helping me. I'm coming out tonight, 15. 15, when I tell you I got this new motherfucking duck. I got this new duck walk, 15. We did the hair spins was last week, 15. This week was duck walk, bitch. I got this new nasty duck walk and this hair spin that I'm coming out on the girls with tonight, bitch. The girls is gonna gag, bitch, at this duck walk and this hair spin combo that Laomi taught me this week. It was duck walk this week. The girls is going to gag. I'm coming out. Baby, it's alright. You know, I'm gonna be honest with y'all girls. Every time y'all see a clip up of me voguing, Miss Thing, the next day I be gagging, bitch. I come and I walk up to the second floor of my building, bitch, and I be gagging, bitch. My back be hurting, neck be hurting and shit. Bitch, feel like I got arthritis and shit, bitch. I be fucked up, bitch. But I gotta give the girls what they want. I be fucked up, bitch. That's why when the next time y'all see me, I vote 1 week, bitch. Y'all don't see me vote for about 2 or 3 weeks, bitch. Cause I be fucked up. Hold on. By the caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Kelly, you're not really finna walk, are you?
I'm coming out. Last week was hair spins with me and Laomi. This week it was duck walk. I got this nasty new duck walk, 15, Mistake. The girls is gonna gag, Mistake. It's a duck walk. And then you spin into this motherfucking nasty hair spin into a dip, 15. I'm coming out tonight, 15. I gotta give them my new move. Every week, I'm gonna give them a new move. Me and Layman before practicing. You know, since Layman hasn't been walking in a minute, you know, she's been teaching me some new stuff. I've been practicing. I'm ready, 15. I'm ready. Watch. Y'all gonna gag tonight, bitch. Y'all gonna gag when y'all see them come up. Oh, I'm in here, Miss Thing. I'm in here and I'm shaking my arms and shit right now, Miss Thing. You know, feeling that motherfucking beat of that motherfucking drum beat right now, bitch. The girls is gonna gag, bitch, tonight. I'm in the place.
Mind you, I wasn't gonna go out tonight because I had a long day today, a long, interesting day, but I think I'm gonna go just to see you just.
Baby, the girls are gonna gag tonight, honey. Y'all thought that hair swing, that hair swing that I gave Miss Kool-Aid at the Kiki Function last Monday, and then I came with the hair swing again on Tuesday.
Yes.
Baby, the duck walk is on tonight, honey. The girls are gonna gag.
Yeah, I saw the clip up on last Tuesday. Child, you was swinging that hair like you was motherfucking Yolanda. You was going.
Baby, that's what I was practicing with Lay. Lay was telling me how to do the hair. You know, I was doing the Laomi bounce mistake. She said, no, mother, you got to swing it, mistake. You got to take it down into a dip, mother. And so I took it. I felt it at the car. So now I got to feel this duck walk tonight. I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow. I got to go look at 2 apartments tomorrow, but I don't know how I'm going to feel. I'm gonna try it. I gotta go look at 2 apartments tomorrow in the Bronx. But I'm gonna try this duck walk tonight. It was cute in the house. It was cute in the house, Miss Thing, and I was holding on to the couch. And I was doing it, holding on to the couch. I let the couch go for a few minutes, Miss Saint. Now we're going to see if I can do it from the back of Escalitas to the front of Escalitas and then go into the dip.
So that's
my goal for tonight. I haven't done it. Baby, let me tell you something. I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all girls. I'm a substantial weight size than I was back in the days when I was a butch queen in drag. I used to duck walk and flip and things. I haven't duck walked since I was a butch queen in drag, and I've been a femme queen for about 8 years now. So we're going to try this duck walk. We're going to try it again tonight. After 8 years, a bitch is going to try to duck walk again tonight. Lifty, why are you so quiet?
No reason. At least you duck walk, because some girls don't even duck walk, especially a lot of the big girls. They don't duck walk because they can't get down there, so, you know.
Bitch,
and
the
I'm
girls
not
need to come out
names,
and say, every week, to give y'all girl, every week I'm going to give y'all a different element, Miss Thing. The spins and the hair, bitch, the hands, because you got to have the nasty hands. The floor performance, Miss Thing, because a lot of these girls don't know what floor performance is. Just rolling on the floor and kicking your legs over, Miss Thing. That's not floor performance, Miss Thing. I want y'all girls to solid, honey. I want the girls to solid, honey. It's a night, honey. Be out,
so,
honey.
Question. Well, not question, but I noticed you've been working on your catwalk. Your catwalk is looking very cute. Like,
oh,
you're
yes.
Your
you
toes and cutting up.
The catwalk, I'm not going to lie, the catwalk is a mixture of the Mizrahi catwalk mixed with a little bit of Foxy, mixed with a little bit of legendary Monique Mizrahi, mixed with a little Lele in the catwalk mistake. You know, I have to, you know, the catwalk is really, you know, but I need the duck walk now. I need the duck walk. It's been 8 years since I've been down in the duck walk. I need that back mistake. And I want to do something fancy with it, too, 15. I don't just want a regular just duck walk up there. I'm going to do one of those ones when they duck and then they kick the leg out. You know how that duck, the leg, the duck, the leg, the duck, and the leg come out mistake, and then you do a spin with it. I want to give the girl something like that. I'm going to try that tonight. If I fall, Miss Thing, girl, you know, I don't know if I... You ain't never seen me duck walk, Miss Thing. You never seen one of my old videos from when I was a butch queen in drag, Miss Thing. I duck walk, I cartwheel and everything. You got to see old VHS tape.
I saw you back in the day in Jersey when you used to cut up in Jersey.
Mind you, that night was the first night that I ever walked.
Yeah,
that was the first night I ever walked. Let me tell y'all girls, back in the days, right,
mm-hmm.
when I used to want to walk other categories besides realness, this is what Jack and Andre used to tell me back in the days, okay? If you can walk this category, if you get your 10s, then you can play with this category for a little while. But if you get chopped, you can never walk this category ever again. And I had to make them know it 2 times. And so if y'all girls ever seen that clip of me walking Butch Queen and Drag performance in Jersey, that was the night I came to the front and I asked Jack, I said, can I walk? He said, you know the rule. And so I came out there and I got my 10s, and he gagged, bitch. And then it happened one time at the Woods Ball, and I wanted to walk Sex Siren, and him and Andre read down, girl, they're going to try you, they're going to read you, they're going to chop you and everything. And I came out there, and I got my 10s, and they gagged, Miss Thing. So I'm here, bitches. How you doing?
You know what? A lot of girls read you for that, but I don't think, I thought she was pretty nice, you know, for a big girl to walk Sex Siren, because, I mean, it's like showing that you're not even ashamed of your body. Like, so what if you're big? You know, big girls can be sexy, too. Nothing's wrong with that. It's just on how you, you know, portray yourself when you walk out there, and I thought you looked very nice, actually.
But you know what it is? It's about knowing, being a big girl is about knowing your body and knowing
mm-hmm.
what looks right on your body. Everything is not for every person to wear. And just because you go into a store and it says one size fit all, fat bitches, that don't mean it fits you. Because a lot of the big girls don't know that one size fit all don't mean it fit everybody. But I have seen a lot of big girls do it, honey. But hold on, we got another caller, 15. Hold on. Private caller, right. You're live on the air with Kelly and 15. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, what's up?
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
I want you to win that money tonight.
Who is this?
I want you to win that money tonight.
Oh, you want me to win that money tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm
you
taking
know
it down, Ms. Rahe's and all.
Wait. You know why?
Why?
Because, girl, I saw you on New York 1 early in the morning about a month or two ago. You made me spit out my cereal.
Oh, you said when I had the fire. When
yes,
I had the
Mama.
Fire in my building.
Yes, Mama. I'm sorry for your tragedy, but you were so good and so real. I don't mean to laugh. God bless you, but girl, I mean, really. You tore it up on New York One.
Can I ask you a question, Carla, if you don't mind me asking? How old are you?
Oh, I'm young.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, yes, honey. We in the building. We coming out. We coming out tonight. But I'm doing all right, though. I'm doing all right since the fire. Y'all know the girls think that, you know, I'm a fat bitch and I don't do nothing but sit here and read and shit and all types of shit.
No, honey, you were good. You gave an
interview. I got my income tax check back last week, bitches, so I'm doing good, bitch. Job has been paying me lovely, bitch. I got my taxes back. I'm doing all right, honey. So, you know, I've been fine, honey. But, you know, I can definitely add that $200 to this income tax money, honey, because, you know.
Okay, go clean up, girl.
Last night, honey. But,
take
care. So, thank you, Carla, for definitely calling in. Keep me in your prayers.
Kelly, she sounds like she's about 100 years old. How old is that lady?
I don't know. Call her 15. You know that. 240581. You're live on the air on Classic What the Fuck Tuesday. And ask Kelly, you're 15.
Oh, shit. What's up, Kelly? Hey, 15.
Hey, what's going on, Naima?
What's up, baby?
Hey. I just wanted to give a shout out to my President Obama for getting that bitch Bin Laden, honey, over in that country hot out. Like a slave in that double house. I just wanted to say it finally took a black man to do what a white man could not do all of these years. Whether they want to change the
y'all
man.
Keep playing, baby. Y'all keep playing with those motherfucking Muslims, baby. Y'all think those things went down, honey. They got me big time motherfucking asses, bitch. I ain't playing with y'all girls.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, Naima, I'm going to tell you the truth about this whole situation, how I feel about it. Okay, they killed Bin Laden, right? You know, it is what it is. You know, congratulations. But it's like America is thinking that this whole situation is over. Like, little do people know that little people didn't know that these little countries over there, they raise kids from when they're like 5, 6 years old or out of their mama womb to fight wars and to bomb and grenade people and do whatever the fuck they got to do. So it's far from over, and I think the only thing we should do is be praying for Obama to be safe in that White House or wherever he traveled the whole time he's in office, because at any given time, he can come up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody in general. You know, so.
I'm just happy, you know, I understand what you're saying, because you're definitely right, because they train the kids to kill themselves and everything just for the cause. But I'm just, you know, at least we just moved, we've come a long way, and we just definitely, you know, have moved a milestone right here just getting him. You know, hopefully, you know, you write things probably won't calm down, but hopefully they do calm down enough that we could bring some of our people back home and stop sacrificing so many people.
You know what another problem that I have with this is that, you know, the only problem I have with this whole situation is Obama got them congratulations. I'm not a fan of Bush, but you know if Bush would have got him, maybe Ms. Bush would have been off with his head and bring his head over here so we could see the pictures online and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not showing no death pictures, no body pictures. I want to see pictures. Like, I want to know for a fact.
Amen, yes, 15. I definitely do agree, bitch.
I want
to see pictures.
I
want to see this video that Obama was watching when they went in there for that 40 minutes and they got him, bitch. I want to see these pictures so I can actually see if this man is actually motherfucking dead, Mistake. Because if you ask me, Mistake, I love Obama down because he is our first black president. And if he runs, when he runs again, I'm definitely going to vote for him, bitch, you know. Even though his numbers is down, I'm still going to vote for him and everything. But I think that this is a motherfucking political stunt, Ms. Day, to get Obama back in office again, just like the thing with him dropping his birth certificate out at this time. They've been asking for his birth certificate for a long time, Ms. Day, and he's just putting it out, Ms. Day, because re-election is starting to come back up, Ms. Day. What the fuck, Obama? Don't be playing games with us, Obama. We are here for you.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? But wait a minute. I want to say something about that birth certificate thing. Now, see, anybody who knows anything about being an American citizen or anything of citizenship of any type of degree, you know that in order to run for anything like that, you need to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are an American citizen and that you were born in this country in order for you to even be anything in there.
But not
so
even,
that whole thing of Donald Trump, huh?
But, you know, they're giving Obama there just because he's black. They didn't give, you know, all these other presidents all that drama. They're just giving that to him because he's black. And,
he's black, you know,
the respect of the Republicans, you know, white America do not see a black president. However you want to look at it, it's still they don't see it. So they're going to do whatever they can to get that man out of office. Even with this Osama bin Laden, they already going off saying that Obama is handling wrong because he needs to bring the troops back to the United States and the war should be over and all this other shit. Like, Miss Thing, what do y'all want from this man? Like, I wouldn't even be bothered. I would say, fuck, you know, who gives a, you know, whatever, fuck it. You know, like, I congratulate to Obama, but I personally don't think he should run again. I just really don't think. I don't think he should run another 4 years. He shouldn't go another term.
Baby, let me say something. You know what? And this the way I feel. If he runs, I'm going to vote. If he don't, if he does, if we don't, then if we do. Baby, we are made history, baby Obama. You done made your motherfucking stat mistake. Well, you don't need to let these motherfucking people kill you, President Obama. If you out there and you're listening, Obama, you did your 4 years. You are in the books for the rest of your life. You might not never get another black president in the motherfucking White House, baby. You're in the books, Obama. Take Michelle and Malia and Nyoki or whatever her name is, baby, and go back to Chicago and live in y'all motherfucking big lavish house, baby, and enjoy y'all motherfucking life, honey. You did it for us, honey. What the fuck? Let somebody else take this motherfucking bullshit.
Yeah, because it's bullshit. Because they like because he's done a very good job, but America really don't appreciate it up until now. Now Bin Laden is dead. Now they want to say, oh, Obama, yes, we live for Obama. But, you know, America will turn their back on you in a minute. Give them another week or two, then they go start going back to the whole, make up some new excuse about why they don't use Obama and all this other shit. So it's like, child, America is so bipolar, like, child, please.
Yes, to the girls, to all my girls that's on the phone lines and that you know that's here. If y'all want to join in on our topic that we're having, honey, you know it's still What the Fuck Tuesday, mistake, it's or everything, honey. You know we hit everything, honey. What the Fuck Tuesday, Ask Kelly, honey. Talk about Obama. Read that bitch that's about to die in a couple of weeks and everything. Bitch, we do it all, honey. Bitch, what the fuck, honey.
You know what, Naima, are you still on the phone? Okay, Naima and Kelly, did y'all catch how when they said, okay, Osama bin Laden is dead? Because I was watching Celebrity Apprentice, and mind you, ooh, Miss Star Jones and NeNe, bitch, woo!
I was over it when they cut off the last 10 minutes. I gagged. Mind you, I was DVR'd it, too. I was just like, oh, bitch, Obama got buried. I am in charge of the girls, honey. You will
not. Hold on, we got another caller. 917-693, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on?
15, how you doing? Shasha.
Hey, baby.
Miss Keisha.
I know who it is, baby. Are you coming out tonight?
Yes. First, I want to say one thing, Kelly. 15, bitch, I don't know what you do for a living, but you speak so eloquently. When you speak, bitch, Kelly, you need to keep her as your co-host. Because she balances out the show. When there's nobody else there, I sit there and listen. And I'd be like, damn, that's what I was thinking. But she took it out my fucking mouth. 15, you are the shit. Kelly, you know what you're doing. I want to piggyback on what she was saying about Obama. 15, no. He needs to be reelected again. Let these motherfuckers know that we fucking rule this fucking, we rule this country. Look what it, like she said, look what it did to take to get this man out, a black man, okay? As long as he have enough security and support, Obama will be okay. If they really want him to go, hey, whatever is going to happen. But if he had enough power of support, he'll be okay.
Hello?
I know that's right.
I want to say too, Kelly.
I can,
wait, hold on. 15 has something else to say. We should not be supporting there was the email saying, do not support his hotel and don't support his show because he's been doubting Obama for the past 3 or 4 months, saying stupid racist shit about Obama. and he's hating. Mind you, he's trying to run. Quiet is kept. So he's trying to take all his fucking strategies and put it to his little thing and run for presidency. But we should not be supporting fucking Trump. And if we all do our research, you'll know why. He's been doubting this man for the past couple of months, saying stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. But you know what the shade is? Donald Trump is actually, he thinks that he's turning it by having all those black people on his show this season,
uh-huh.
like having Star Jones, Mimi, and Lil Jon.
You know what he's doing?
He's really turning himself at the end of the day.
15, but you know why he's doing that? So Will Street, he'll get the black people to watch.
Right.
That's
right.
The only
Even
reason
though
why
I watched it.
That's
I still
the only reason why I watch it. But think about it. He don't fucking really support us. He can give a fuck about us.
Well, that's really about pretty much all white America, if you really want to go there. But we watch a lot of their shows. We wear a lot of their labels, and a lot of those girls don't see
all
black
right,
people.
But 13, that's another topic.
That's,
we won't
that's
go there.
Another topic,
we
but,
won't
you
go
know.
There. Kelly, can you please add on to what we're talking about, please?
Oh, well, baby, honey, I love me some celebrity impressions, honey.
Okay.
Oh, Miss Needy and Miss Star Jones, honey, I can't wait for Miss Needy to jump on Miss Star Jones' ass, honey, bitch. But I love the president. I'm gonna be out there and I'm going to vote for him. If he runs again, bitch, you know I'm going to be out there on that line, bitch. I don't give a fuck how long the line is, bitch. I'm going to be there on the line, bitch, and I'm going to vote for him, bitch. I don't give a fuck, bitch.
So, Tim, I'm tapping your shoulders, too, tonight.
All right, Keisha, I hope you do. I'll say hello. Just yell my name, and I may wait.
Bye, Kelly.
Okay, see you later, Keisha.
All right.
We in the motherfucking building, honey. We going out to motherfucking Vogue Tuesdays tonight. Girls, I'm telling y'all girls, mistake. I got those shots. I got those motherfucking estrogen shots, Miss Thing. I got those depot shots, Miss Thing, girl. I got that Primarine Cream, Miss Thing. Shots are $25. Primarine Cream is $20. Please just tap me on my shoulder and say, Mother, I need some services. I will take you in the back into my office, honey, and I will deal with you in my my special office, honey.
The way these girls running around looking, honey, you need to open you up an office.
Oh, gotcha. I got a lot, though. 434-825, you live on the air.
What's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing great, and yourself?
All right, I'm doing pretty good. I've been listening for a little while. I heard you all talking about Obama. I have a quick question for you all. What was the reason to everyone that voted on the line and to the host and co-host, what was the reason that you voted for Obama? Minus the fact that he's African American.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know none of his views or nothing that he stands for. The only thing I know that he was black. He was half black. He was half African American, and I needed him in the office.
I'll tell you what I voted for him. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. For the Democratic convention, I actually voted for Hillary. Before I voted for Obama, I was in between both, but I voted for Hillary. Hillary lost, so then after Hillary lost, of course I'm gonna vote for Obama because I'm Democrat. I don't see Republicans. I would never vote for a Republican. So Obama already had it in the bag as it was. But the shame was Obama. If Hillary Clinton would have never cried during that interview that they had, I think she would have won because that showed a sign of weakness from her. And then when she kept attacking Obama during the little, you know, during the conventions and everything, that's what, you know, got Obama to win. Because if it wasn't for, you know, the little minor mistakes Hillary did, she would have won. Now, besides that, Obama and his health care reform, and when he talks, Obama sounds like Martin Luther King. You know, when you hear him talk, he speaks with a lot of, with a lot of knowledge. Like he knows about a lot of things. Now, with John McCain, he was an old bag that was about 80 years old. He couldn't even see. Like, who going to vote for him? The Republicans didn't even vote for him.
Yeah.
Well, I have voted for him. Mind you, I haven't even voted in years. But I have voted for him because, one, you know, to piggyback off what 15 said, I voted for him because, one, he was Democratic. Two, you know, he was black. And then, you know, three, I had a lot of options, but three, he was for the gays to me. I mean, he was just, like, giving us rights. you know, letting us, you know, be equal, seeing us as equal. He was just doing a lot of things. And then another thing that I really liked, too, that he had a he has a transgender, a sex change. She might be white, but she's a sex change that works in the office with him. So, yeah. I mean, you know, he was just for all the things that I was looking for, something refreshing. It was a pleasant face, and it was something in my spirit that discerned what he said was believable to me, and that's why I voted for him.
So would you all say that at all pop culture had anything to do with the influence on voting for him? Obama had a strong backing, both financially and, you know, mm-hmm. saying otherwise. Would you all say, like, pop culture was a big influence on him, on you all voting for him also?
Well, Oprah had a very big, I know Oprah Winfrey had a, you know, Oprah is like almost like the black female Jesus almost, you know, so when you have Oprah on your side, you pretty much, you know, you mm-hmm. got the whites and the blacks and the Asians and everybody else voting for you. So Obama had the, you know, the financial back end, and also he had the, you know, he had the media, he had, Saturday Night Live and all those TV shows voting for him, basically. You know how they mm-hmm. attack Sarah Palin. I mean, he just had everything going for him.
But you know one thing? Not to cut you off the team, but before, if you mm-hmm. think about it, the last person who ran that was black before Obama was Jesse Jackson, and he couldn't make it. He couldn't make
it. I thought Colin Powell was.
Colin Powell
was thinking about it, but he never ran. And then on I think he would have been a prime candidate.
Well,
he would have been a prime
candidate. Wait a minute, Jesse Jackson, didn't he just get caught with a gay boy, and but the gay boy just came out and said that he raped him, and he fired him afterwards, and so never mind, different story.
But you know what though, another thing is too, I think the reason why a lot of people, believe it or not, probably voted for Obama, whether they were Republican before, whether they were other nationalities, is mm-hmm. because people get tired, and let me tell you something before I make this comment. I want to just put this out on the record. I'm not a racist. I accept everybody for who they are, what color, creed, whatever you do. It just doesn't matter to me. But I think people got tired of seeing the white man lie to them and white man just being in this office, shooking and driving and taking their money and spending their money and making up and make the lower people pay for what they're doing up there in the office. They're having these lavish parties and these cars and shit like that and prostitutes and all this carrying on, but y'all going to make the people pay for it. And you're going to say we all in this deficit and all this carrying on and stuff like that when it's y'all the ones who's spending it. So I think they got tired of seeing the white man giving all of these false keys to them and everything. They say, all right, well, let's give this black man a chance because we don't know if we ever going to get another black man that's going to have enough balls and a goal to run against these white people again in life. So let's just see what he's going to do. And I think that's why a lot of people probably did it.
Yeah. If I could, one more question for you all.
Maybe go ahead. The floor is yours.
I really get into the whole political aspect of things and what goes on around the world. Going off of what you just said, based upon the fact that we had Bush for 8 years, before Bush and everything, we've had a long string of European-American presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Based upon how things were going in the Bush era with 9/11 and finances starting to drop, America starting to get fed up and starting to rise up, then all of a sudden we get someone like Obama running who's supposed to be the hope and who's supposed to be the change for the future. Do you all think that somehow, some way, someone could have put him in that spot just to calm down America for a little bit or to cloak mm-hmm. what's actually going on as far as finances, wars, treaties, oil exchange, trades, and stuff like that? Do you feel as though, like, that could be possible, that this is a false hope, or do you feel like it's the real deal?
That's a really good question, and my thing is this is what I believe. You know, I believe that things
happen in the spirit, you know, realm, and then they manifest. And whether you want to call it preordained or whether you just want to say that it was written and this is how it was supposed to be, it could be, or it may not be. I don't know, but all I know is, right, if it's common to people or if it's doing anything different or whatever the case may be, if it's a strategy, it all will come out. Like, you know, like your parents or your grandparents will say, well, whatever's done in the dark will come out in the light and, you know, little things like that. I guess time will tell. That's all I can say. If it is, we will find out in the end. If it's not, then we'll come out on top. I don't know. What do you think about that? Because that's a good question. What is that noise?
Bro,
I don't know.
Hold on, Susie, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Susie.
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, we can.
You know, I had to chime in on the Obama thing because I worked the entire campaign. But as far as the reason I called in is because the person, when he starts speaking about like a conspiracy theory about why he's in office, one of the reasons that a lot of people got behind Obama was when he spoke at the Democratic National Convention, he moved them so much. And the Democrats look at dollars. They started getting a lot more contributions and they started thinking about becoming more inclusive. His speech was so moving, they could not ignore that response.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So as far as what is it, are they capable of setting? Every president is a setup because that's just the politics of this country. But he was a legitimate candidate, even though his history wasn't as long as some other presidents and presidential candidates. But his impact on the people through his speech and his platforms was that's what they were looking for, because they didn't have anybody that had any charisma that was moving people one way or another, and they were facing another 4 years of crap. So,
and you know what, Susan, to add on, have y'all ever thought about, okay, you know when Bill Clinton was president for the 2 terms, he balanced the budget when he left. You know, America was in the best situation almost, basically. You know,
that they had ever been.
Whenever he had a problem with Saddam Hussein or whoever, what did Clinton do? He went over there, smoked a blunt, and said, look, you know, we ain't going to do all that. You know, let's just chill out and let's party on and let's get along. That's what Clinton was about. He wasn't for all that.
You know how he balanced the budget, and I love President Clinton, but all these banking situations that we have going on, we blame the Republicans, but actually President Clinton started allowing the softening of the restraints for banking and allow them to make a lot of money so we could come back and so we would look good. So it wasn't, you know, and for me, I'm a diehard Democrat, but it is what it is.
Word up.
I didn't know that. You know, okay.
Yeah, he's responsible. He started, everyone wants to blame Bush, but he paved the way for Bush and the Bushites to do what they did in the banking industry, because he allowed the feds to loosen and allow people to take risks and basically gamble with the whole country's money.
Okay, well, since you worked in the whole election thing, I have a question about this whole electoral vote, the national population. Why do we go by electoral vote? But, like, for example, when Bush ran against Gore had more national population votes, but Bush had more electoral votes only because he cheated in Florida. You know, they lost the votes in the sea. And the thing, and then they just said Bush won, you know, like whatever. But anyway, why doesn't America go by national population versus electoral votes? Like, what's the difference? Like, I don't understand that. I really don't understand that.
In electoral college and things like that, electoral college. That's part of our constitution. It was set up so. Mm-hmm. Everybody would be represented. You might have a population explosion for one reason or another because of economics or whatever, and they wanted to just make sure that, in general, each state was just represented fairly, no matter how many, you know, because you can just pump in a whole bunch of, I won't be ethnic or racist. You could pump in a whole bunch of just people just having a bunch of babies and you know, just basically trying to, what do you call it? Just fill up the ballot with a bunch of nondescript people.
Right.
They feel like we're not smart enough. Basically, it's an insult. We're not smart enough to decide for ourselves. So they formed the Electoral College. But in the case where you're talking about, that was just a total ripoff, and there's no other, there's nothing else that can be said about that, and hopefully that will never happen again.
Yeah, now, I was saying that that's the reason why I think Obama became president, only because of the fact that, okay, you see how Bush left. Like, I mean, so much shit happened when Bush was the president. It was so much bullshit. You know, America was in the worst situation. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it was people leaving America, going to Denmark, going to Copenhagen, moving to Copenhagen, Denmark, moving to other countries because they were sick of America and Bush bullshit.
Right.
And when Bush left, when Bush, you know, when the next election came, they said, look, if all y'all have is Sarah Palin, John McCain, and some other bullshit, you know, we tired of Republicans right now because we dealt with Bush for 8 years and we dealt with his father. We not being bothered with y'all right now. We need to see some change. And when Obama, like I said before, when he talks a good talk. So,
right.
I mean, whenever he said something, you had everybody believing everything he said.
But one
mm-hmm.
thing he's careful to do, one thing he's careful to do in this, and I'm going to hang up after this, but in this election coming up, the main thing we have to look at is whatever we hear coming out of Republicans' mouth, we have to check the facts. You have to check the facts because they
right.
are notorious liars. And one thing
right.
that I can say about Obama is if he can't make something come true, he can't make his election promises come true without our support. But if he says it, it's possible. It's possible with the people. What the Republicans say is just a bunch of bullshit, and they don't even care
mm-hmm.
that it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, birth certificate.
Before you go, I have a quick question, Susan, real quick. Do you what do you think are the chances of having a woman president for next term? When you look at Hillary Clinton, you look at Sarah Palin and, you know, shit like
Sarah
that.
Sarah Palin,
what do
you
think
forget
are the
about
chances?
Her. She's not intelligent enough to be the president of anything. She couldn't be the president of the PTA.
Oh, shit.
I love it.
I mean, if you look at it, all of our presidents have been Yale, Harvard, those type of graduates.
Mm-hmm.
I think she went to, you know, Phoenix Online or somewhere. I mean, it's just, and there's no shame to those of you who go to online school, but you don't want that person to be your president.
No,
mm-hmm.
Not to run America, no, ma'am.
No.
But you know what I wanted to add that I think another reason why I'm not gonna say I think, but I know another reason why I think I had voted for him because Obama is easy on the eyes. And,
yeah, oh my God.
Fuck you up, Naima. He is definitely easy.
Naima, yeah, he is easy on the eyes. Can I give the reason why people should vote for President Obama? The reason that you should vote for President Obama versus any Republican, pull any of them out your ass, the reason why you should vote for President Obama is, for one, that he cares about all of America, Republicans and Democrats. He cares about
mm-hmm.
the future of this country and the financial stability of this country. And without financial stability, we're going to go down and we're going to become a third world country and other people are going to start taking over, you know, what we claim as ours. So that's the main reason. If you want to be financially stable and fiscally responsible, you have to vote for President Obama. If you want the bullshit,
mm-hmm.
if you want people hungry in the streets and us looking like we're in, you know, from India, then you vote for the Republicans because that's exactly what's going to happen. And
yes,
I thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Good night, Susan. We have another caller, private caller. You're live on the air. Private caller.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? See, I was being nice tonight and then a lot of y'all listening, conversating. Now, you done fucked it up for all of y'all now. Now, all of y'all gotta go. I was being fucking nice and then this bitch wanna come and fuck it up.
I knew it.
A little later, some girls gonna come up here and try it. I was
okay. 917-93,
you're live on the air.
I'm back,
Kelly. What's going on?
15, you made a comment. You want to know, would you think there'll be a female president?
Yes.
And my answer to you right now, no. And the reason I say that is because females are very, very sensitive. You have to be neutral. If you, like, for example, what's her name? Oh, God.
Sarah Palin?
No. The female. Oh, God.
Hillary Clinton?
Who?
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton. Look
yeah.
how sensitive she was. Imagine if I'm running
right.
for president. And she's crying on the fucking podium. We need
right.
someone like Obama. Obama never sweats. I've never seen him sweat. Mm-hmm. Never. You got to give the man credit. He's always on point. He's always articulate. No matter what, anything you throw, he has a rebuttal. Back.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we need someone like that. Someone like Hillary. Mm-hmm. She would fall out and start crying. Then what?
And you know who keeps him on point? His motherfucking wife, Michelle.
But you know what the shade is? You know what the shade is, bitch? And I really think a lot of these presidents that's in these offices, I think a lot of these executive decisions come down from the wives to the husband, and the husband speak it into truth.
You know, I like Obama's walk, too. He got a swag with him, too, honey. Yeah.
It's like, if you, Michelle, gonna send somebody down there to your motherfucking house in Baltimore to get your motherfucking ass, bitch. You better stay away from my man, bitch.
I'm just saying what everybody else be thinking. Oh, no.
No, because it's like somebody just said in the chat room, ain't nothing like a strong black woman. That's motherfucking true.
That's right.
That is
That's
so
right.
true.
And she's easy on the eyes, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you feeling like over there, Miss Flame?
I'm just saying, you know, some of these other
she's feeling real freaky tonight.
Oh, shit. I'm just saying, all these other people that...
We got 4 minutes left to the show. I want to thank the caller I want to thank Naima for definitely coming up here and, you know, and changing the topic on us, honey, and the caller that called in from the Baltimore area also, and 15, and Susan, and Keisha, and everything. Honey, I keep telling y'all girls, we ain't got to be Jerry Springer all the time. We could be open like all the other radio shows, honey, all the other radio shows. We could be open when we have to, you know. We're very intelligent and things and everything, and things of that nature. And Chad, how you doing? But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I'm going to vote for President Obama, bitch. I'm going to have all my kids out there, bitch. And we're going to have our voting thing, our vote registered to vote like we did 2.5 years ago, bitch, like we did at the club, at our little mini ball and that jack ball, getting the girls to register to vote so the girls can definitely be out there to definitely vote, honey. And, bitch, please, honey, if you ask me, bitch, do that motherfucking Giuliani, bitch, Bloomberg, bitch, get an extra term in office, bitch. I think after Obama get his extra 4, we need to change it for him to get another 4. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bitch, let's make a stand. If you don't stand for something, bitch, you're going to fall for anything.
Yeah.
I like that. That's true.
Bitch,
that's right.
I see it, bitch. They did it for Bloomberg here in New York, so why can't we do it for the presidency?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Ms. Bloomberg, by the way. I just don't see
her. Girl.
Last name says it all, baby.
Baby. She got coins, honey. She got coins, honey. 15, you better stop, bitch, before they get you while you on the train coming to the club.
No. I like how she be up on the subway with them cameras on this. Some of the girls, oh, it's okay to ride the subway, honey. But she going there with
You know what? You know, it's just a crock of shit. She's a crock of shit, mistake, okay? She's telling bitches always all right to ride the subway, bitch, but at every end of the motherfucking car, bitch, and in the middle of the motherfucking car, bitch, you got motherfucking security on that motherfucking car, bitch. And it was easy to ride the motherfucking subway, bitch. You would get on that fucking train by your fucking self, bitch, and not with motherfucking security, bitch, because when we get on the train, bitch, we get on by our motherfucking self, not with security.
Baby, okay. I take taxis. I do not get on New York subway. I'm just sorry. No, ma'am.
I'd rather
train subway.
Like, if I have to go someplace where the bus does not go to, I have to get on the train. But, bitch, I would take the bus from motherfucking the Bronx to Brooklyn if I can, bitch.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I love the bus. I do not like the train. I'm going to be honest with y'all. We got 1 minute left. I do not like the train, Miss Thing. And it's so, the children of this new generation is so nasty and disrespectful, and people want to push and shove, and then people don't even know that they don't be stinking and their hygiene is fucked up. It's nasty, Miss Thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I went to a public office building today, Miss Thing, honey, to go get an application for this apartment, Miss Thing, and I was sitting there with people waiting to get an application, bitch, and these bitches was in there, and they were stinking, Miss Thing. How do you come to get an application or apply for an apartment, Miss Thing, and you're fucking stinking? half of this building is, I will be having my motherfucking can of oil spray in my bags.
But you know what, though, Kelly? It don't stop there because I be saying the same thing to the girls that be out on 14th, and they be thinking, how y'all be getting up in today's cars and y'all be smelling the way that y'all smell with your breath be giving what it's giving? And you trying to be out there making a coin, smelling like, you know, swamp water.
Yes, we say. I mean, gagging to say it's ridiculous. It's we gotta, bitch. Like we said about the presidency, bitch. If we gonna stand, we gonna stand. Bitch, it's time to take a stand, Mister. Bitch, if you smell a bitch, I don't give a fuck if she ain't your girlfriend, Mister, or she is your girlfriend, Mister. If you smell a bitch, you need to put her on, let her know, bitch. Listen, you stink. Stop going and running to tell your girlfriend, Mister. And send me with your girlfriend's cutie, Mister, and a bitch. Let a bitch know she stinks, Mister. Go. We gotta get up out of here. Naima, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, y'all. I love y'all.
15, say good night to the girls.
Good night, everyone. Love you all. I'm going to read y'all next Tuesday. Okay.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Israhi. I love y'all all for loving me. Girls, if you coming out tonight to vote Tuesday, before you leave out your house, girls, please make sure you put on some motherfucking deodorant, Miss Fang, okay? And if you're going to take somebody home after the club, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. I'll see you at Vogue Night Tuesday tonight. I got moms, girls. You need them. I know you girls need them, honey. Call, hit me up. I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Honey, Dee Dee and Tempest, hit me up and tell me if they're coming on. We'll be on to talk about their function tomorrow night because they ballers this weekend. If they hit me up, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.